This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Schools in Colorado may soon change how they deal with COVID-19 outbreaks. At the end of this month, schools planned to shift outbreak strategies from focusing on individual case investigations to clusters, outbreaks, and risks of transmission. The state's epidemiologist, Dr. Rachel Herlihy, says the approach may reduce the number of disruptions to in-person learning. The Downtown Denver Partnership is teaming with city government to give free unused retail space to entrepreneurs. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
The effort focuses on the area around the 16th Street Mall, which has a lot of empty storefronts due in part to the pandemic. Business owners will receive $20,000 each to set up and design 5 spaces and won't have to pay rent for at least 3 months. The program's organizers hope it will make the area more appealing to visitors. The deadline to apply is March 4th. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Cannabis sales broke another record in Colorado last year, topping $2.2 billion, according to the State Department of Revenue. A spokesperson for the Terrapin Care Station dispensary called the industry pandemic-proof, as retail cannabis made up more than 80% of sales. The state collected $420 million in taxes and fees. Children and teenagers will again have access to free meals this summer. For CPR News, Eli Imadale reports on a collaboration between the state and two other groups that work to end hunger.
Nearly half of Colorado households with kids have trouble regularly getting nutritious food, and 16% of families aren't eating healthy meals because they can't afford it. That's according to a 2021 study conducted by Hunger Free Colorado. The nonprofit, the state, and the Colorado Blueprint to End Hunger want to increase the number of young people who take advantage of free meals this summer when they no longer receive school meals. For CPR News, I'm Eli Imadale.
This is CPR News and KRCC.